Hey friends, Robert Imbriali here, and it's New Year's Eve, and where I'm standing right now, we're about 11 hours away from ringing in 2021. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I've been asking pretty much everybody that I've been running into this week. How was 2020 for you? And the answer has been the same. Everyone I've been asking is like, oh my God, I can't wait for this to be over. Let's flip the page. Let's go on to, you know, a new chapter. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't really think it's a new chapter. I think 2019 to 2020 was a new chapter. And I don't think we like the first paragraph. The opening paragraph of this new chapter probably wasn't very good for a lot of people. That's okay, right? We're going to start a new paragraph now. Hit the carriage return. We're going to start a brand new paragraph and look at what 2021 might bring. Now, anytime we have a society where we are right now, where there's a lot of fear in the society, right? A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are scared of the virus. They're scared of economic situations. They're scared of shutdowns. They're scared literally of speaking their mind, stepping up and speaking their mind. They're scared of being attacked. It's a really weird situation right now. And it's probably the first time in my history that it's been like that, where it's been this challenging. But you can look at all the bad stuff. And you could really scare yourself into a corner. Now, apparently, you know, the truth of the matter is when you're scared, right, most people, do they get out there and make things happen? Most people, when they're in fear, do what? They go out and protect themselves, right? They cower back. So that's what most of society is doing right now, including many of our quote-unquote old guard leaders, right? They're not leading. Well, that's normal during this kind of a situation because the converse now is where the opportunity lies. And we really want to focus on that today and where the opportunity is for you in 2021. So let's look at it from this perspective. Anytime you have an event, and we've had multiple events in 2020 that really suppress the economy and suppress society and have people in fear, what that does, it forges the next generation of leaders. And you might say, what do you mean by that, Rob? What are you talking about? The next generation of leaders is being formed right now. And it's being formed not just in individual personalities. Those are popping up to the forefront for sure. But it's also forging new companies, right? We have now an alternate media. We've always had alternative health. Now we have alternative media. We are now have alternative social media. Why? Because all the things that have been going on have been pushing people out of the mainstream and finding new venues. Now, what's also happening is we're finding people, individuals, people like you and I, who are just daring to stand up and speak our minds and say what's going on and say what we feel about it. And all of a sudden, you know what happens? When society's in fear and you have those very few people who dare step up and dare speak their mind, you know what ends up happening? You end up attracting a lot of followers. You want a lot of followers on social media, you need to step up. You need to speak your mind. I don't really care what side of any argument you're on, but take a side, right? If you think about it like railroad tracks, you're on the left side of the railroad tracks, the right side of the railroad tracks. If you're in the middle, you're going to get hit by the train. You don't want to be in the middle ever on anything. You want to stand for something. What do you stand for? What does it mean to you? And you have to be brave enough to step up and speak your mind right now. And I know the threat of being attacked on social media is really big. You know what? The threat of losing customers is really big. The threat of losing family members can be really big. The truth of the matter is if somebody's going to reject you based on your beliefs, number one, they're not your client. Number two, do they really care about you, the person? No, right? This idea of hating people because they have a different political belief, or they believe something different about vaccines than you do, or they believe something about masks and you don't believe something about masks, right? We're creating all this conflict and we're beating each other up over it. And the truth of the matter is, these things don't matter. They really don't matter. What matters is you pick a side, you do your research, you dig in, and you step up and you lead. Right now, we have a paucity of leadership in our society unlike anything I've ever seen before, right? Like I said, a lot of the old guard leaders are not leading. And it's really creating a lot of frustration, not just in this country, but in other countries as well. Well, that's an opportunity, right? An entrepreneur, which I am, an entrepreneur really means, and it's a French word, if you translate the word entrepreneur into English, you know what it means? Get this. It means undertaker. What? Undertaker. We undertake challenges. We will look at everything that's going wrong and look for the bright side. We look for where the opportunities are. I have to tell you right now, I've never seen more opportunity in our environment, in our society, than there is right now. If you were a type of person who wants to step up and change things, now is the time for you to do it. man, we have so many tools, right? You can do video, you can do podcasts, you can do text, you can send. It's an unbelievable way that we have to communicate today, which didn't exist 10, 15, 20 years ago. None of this was real. And it's all here for us right here, right now. The tools are there. The question is, are you going to step up? Are you going to step into, you know, sharing what you think or what you believe in a way that people will start to follow you? Remember, those people who love you are going to follow you no matter what you say. No matter what you do, they're going to follow you. They're going to love it. Those people who don't agree with you, they're not your clients. They don't care about you. You don't have to worry about them. They're going to go find somebody else to follow. That is absolutely fine. So I'm going to ask you for 2021, what do you believe? What do you stand for? Don't tell me you're in the middle, because the middle's going to get you hit by the train. You don't want that. You're on the left side, you're on the right side. I don't care which side you're on. Pick a side. Can't be on both sides at the same time. Trying to please everybody is a mistake. So what we want to do is we want to find out which side you're on. Take a stand. Stand up. Be a leader. This is the time to do it. 2020 really gave us that opportunity because it really leveled the playing field again, right? It's like a big bomb came through and knocked everything down. All our mainstream media and everything that we're used to is crumbling. And now there's opportunity. There's new stuff, new sprouts coming up. You could be one of those. So I'm going to encourage you for 2021 to really put it in your mind, plant the seed, if you will, that you're going to do a little bit more than you've done in the past. So instead of just being passive and standing by, a lot of us have done that. I've done that. Passive and watching everything happening. Take a stand. Step up. Step up. Really step up. And step into your message. Step into your power. Because the truth is, if you're not stepping up and not being that powerful person, nobody cares. Nobody's going to follow you. You're just like everybody else. But there's those few at the top that dare to do that. You're one of them. I'm one of them. Let's make 2021 a magnificent, magnificent year. Wish you a very happy new year to you, your family, and everyone. And let's do something cool in 2021. I'm on board. How about you?